I would say this is probably the best beer that we've made, mate.
Well, they're each unique and different and do their own thing. Mm.
We just get better every time.
Yeah, I hope so. It would be worse after this much time, we're getting worse.
Where do we go next?
Time to retire.
Depends on what you
We're still going to brew that gold medal winning Weimann Lager.
Yes, that's our long term.
That's the pinnacle.
That's our long term goal.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of A Beer with the Brewer. And today we have the infamous brewer himself, Hendo.
How are you, Flex?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks,
That's
mate.
That's fantastic. And the brewer himself, Matty, how are we today, mate?
The people's brewer.
I'm well, mate. I'm well.
The people's brewer, hashtag. Getting quite a following.
Quite a following. I think I'm up to 12.
Yeah, nice.
Or is that you that's up to 12?
No, I've got 12.
You got 12. No, fantastic. So today we are talking about our 3 of 4 birthday beers that we've done. So as you know, it's our 4th birthday this year, and Maddie has done a sensational job of organizing and putting together 4 beers for our 4-year birthday, number 3. This is a Nemesis Cold IPA, which is the opposite of the Phoenix IPA, which is number 1. So you'll be hearing about that one as well. We might as well crack it open, boys.
I'm keen.
Get into it.
Thirsty weather out there. Another storm rolls through.
Well, the aroma that comes off that is punchy.
Very pale too.
Very pale.
Very pale.
Straw, I would say.
It's like, well, straw. It's like what Maddie looked like after the weekend in Tasmania. Quite pale.
Cheers, legend.
That really
Cheers,
mate. Does suck the colour out of you.
Certainly does.
Mm.
well.
Right on this one, eh?
It's not bad.
Holy moly.
It is spicy.
That is just...
So this bad boy comes in at 7%. Packs a punch.
It's basically a big tropical fruit punch, really, isn't it?
It's so good.
I've never made a beer like this before.
No, it's...
should we discuss what cold IPA is?
Sure, take us away, because I guess thinking back when we were putting these beers together, reached out to a few brewing friends, our friends from Black Ops and the Crumbin Valley Boys, and somehow you got a gig too.
Oh, you know, I'm the good guy.
It's like the myth and the legend that just floats around us.
But as we've done, what's this, our 3rd, 4th beer we've done as a
Revel and Rockstar Brewer collab. I think this is the 3rd.
So I think each time it's been sort of IPA on trend or...
On trend or on fad.
On fad at the time.
On fad. So the so first one that we did was the... Brute IPA, and they were big. That was about a year after you guys opened.
Yeah, I think it was.
We were discussing that before in the car. We're trying to think back as
and then
how that fit into the timeline.
That's right.
Yeah, and 2018,
then we did the TDH Hazy
TDH
IPA. So that was the 3 malts, 3 hops, 3 yeasts, twice dry hops.
It was 3 is the magic number.
Yes,
3
that's
is
right.
The magic number.
And and then we did. This one, which is a cold IPA. So a little bit of an explainer as to what a cold IPA is. There's a lot of conjecture out there as to what a cold IPA
is. It's an IPL.
Some people say it's an IPL. Some people say it's an IPA. It's actually, it's a mixture of 3 different styles.
Bit of a hybrid.
So the malt bill in this is very reminiscent of a American light lager, so it's basically Pilsner malt and I don't know why I'm explaining it to you because you already know, basically Pilsner malt and...
Well, I didn't know. I had to get you to research it.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I did all the research. So the malt is basically Pilsner malt and corn. Mm-hmm. So that's the malt. It is hopped like a American West Coast IPA.
Yep.
And then it's fermented like a steam beer. Anchor Steam Beer out of San Francisco. So steam beer is basically a lager that's fermented at ale temperatures.
Right.
right? Which is what we did with this. Yeah, now you know. It's amazing, isn't it?
You are well.
So it's that. So for those who say that a cold IPA is a straight out IPL, I would disagree because there's more to it.
Certain different elements that take from.
Well, there's more to it than just the yeast, right? Because we, the yeast that we used with this is a pretty standard sort of lager yeast, the way in which we fermented it is we sort of pitched it at a lager temperature, mm-hmm. but we never really turned the cooling on the tank, so you just let it rip to, 20 degrees, sort of thing. And so it's come out really
interestingly, it's clean. When you and I first sort of started dating in the brewing scene.
Dating. Well, you've heard it first.
That's pretty much how we used to make lager.
Does Emma know this?
She does. We can't do a honeymoon.
That's true.
You started off as a cold temperature and then ramped it up to hops.
She wasn't forgiving me for that. Yeah. That's another story. Back in the Southern Bay days when we'd pitched it as cold as possible, which is about 12 or 30.
That's right. Because
with
the cooling,
no ferment control.
That's right.
So we're making cold IPA 10 years ago before we knew it was a thing.
That's exactly right. But this beer has turned out way better than I expected. What do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, I agree. Like, the style has probably been around for 6 months, maybe, in the craft beer in Australia. There's a few
and
breweries
I've tried
I've seen.
Few up until this point, but this is just different. Again, I was not expecting this to turn out this way.
So when it's new, everyone's different take on the style. Mm. And then I personally hadn't tried one, and I still haven't tried another one. So, so I don't really have much
this
to go on
best.
As to what
just
it,
don't.
This is the best one I have.
It doesn't get
sure.
better than that. That's the best one.
So I think a couple of other brews that spring to mind. Blackman's, that's won a gold
Blackman's
medal for
did
one.
One. Yeah. I've tried the, that's right, I won a gold medal at the Indies.
And, Ballistic made one recently with Currumbin.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
I haven't tried that.
I've tried the Bridge Road one as well. And
so, a few brewers have had a crack at it. But yeah. As a brewer, you're like, cool, this is a new style. What's my take on it? So brewing the beer, obviously, as you mentioned, the grist, American light lager, but then you get to play around with the hops a bit.
Yeah, what did we end up using? We used...
It was largely Aussie. We used Eclipse.
Eclipse.
A bit
Galaxy.
Of Galaxy.
And
then a bit of Simcoe.
Yeah.
So, West Coast.
That's an amazing combo. I've never made a beer that
fruity
combo
and
before.
Tropical.
Very, very tropical. Doesn't taste like a lager at all.
No, and it's also, in saying that...
Almost tastes like an IPA.
Mm. Who would have thought?
Ferment profile, it's super clean.
Mm. Yes, so and I wasn't expecting that either.
With the ferment, you'd expect a bit more ester in there because it's lager yeast.
Yep.
To me, that hasn't really come through.
And
it's
previously,
just showcasing the hops.
Yeah, absolutely. And previously, I've brewed... attempts at doing like India Pale Lager and that sort of thing with the yeast that we use, which is the Saflager 3470, pretty run-of-the-mill lager yeast, and didn't have really good hop outcomes.
Mm.
This has blown me away as to how this has actually turned out in terms of its hoppiness and juiciness and all that sort of thing. It's just, I don't know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it took me by surprise when I tasted it out of the tank. I didn't taste it through the whole entire process. I basically tasted it when it was in bright carbonate and things like that. Mm. And I had it, and it had just certain elements across the whole entire kind of profile of the aroma and then the flavor profile and then the taste, the cleanliness of that lager yeast. And I was just like, holy shit, Matty, this is like pretty amazing because... You think of like a really kind of punchy, like it's at 7%. Like if you think about a punchy IPA, you do have that malt body that kind of, I guess, it gives it that different flavor profile and with the hops also, and then the yeast.
Yep.
With this, and like you said just before, it really showcases the hops.
Yes, yeah.
And like, I literally just had a taste and the aroma, and you're just like, holy shit, like this is like a slap in the face. Like it just lifts every profile of the hop that you actually put into it.
Yeah.
And it finishes super clean.
And balanced, and just balanced and everything, you know? Yeah. Like there's a bit of malt in there. The hops and the dry hopping in particular are just phenomenal.
Mm.
And I don't think it got like you see all those IPAs is that these days you get like, you know, stupid amounts of dry hop, like 20 grams a litre and that sort of thing. We didn't even do that, did we?
I think when you first sent me the recipe, I'm like, well, this looks like a home brewer gone mad, which I have mentioned to you.
Yes.
So I toned it back a little bit to what you might do in a
But that was more about the, but that's more about the bitterness. So like, you know,
I think we've been scraping our teeth off with
the exactly, the style actually calls for 60 plus IBUs
in
that.
Yeah, right.
And I sent that through to Matt and Matt just goes, nah, let's not do that. I'd probably say this is probably pushing between 40 and 50, I'd say. I don't think it's up at 60. What do you reckon?
Because it's a bigger beer, it's probably got a little bit of sweetness. So it's all like in sort of, as you said, balance and based on the actual beer itself. It's your perception of the bitterness. So it probably is 50 to 60 if you actually measured it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all in balance with the actual beer. So it definitely doesn't hang around in your mouth though.
Yeah,
the
bitterness. It's no lingering.
It's
bitterness.
Quite clean and
no, it just finishes.
It's all about the hop,
very
oil
crisp
and flavour.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, in saying that it's not dry hopped stupid amount, still got enough in there.
Yes.
To be able to taste it. So
I like doing more with less though, you know, when it comes to dry hopping. So
I think this style really lends itself to that as well.
Yeah.
Because you're not fighting against different stronger profiles as you do in the in the kind of IPAs and things like that as well. So it's such a lovely, easy drinking 7%.
I would say this is probably the best beer that we've made, mate.
Well, they're each unique and different and do their own thing.
Mm. We just get better every time.
Yeah, I hope so. It would be worse after this much time, we're getting worse.
Where do we
go next?
Time
to retire.
Depends on how many beers you drink beforehand.
We're still
going
to brew that gold medal winning Weimann Lager to get the
yes, that's our long term.
That's the pinnacle.
That's our long term goal. We made with 50 out of 50 kilo bags as well.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried my best to get those.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
We're on the way, mate. So we won a championship.
We just want to mark this for posterity, right? Is that what Matty and I aim to do before our brewing careers are over? Is that we're going to brew a beer together that's 100% Weimann malt. We're going to enter it into an international standard competition. So it might be the AIBAs or World Beer Cup or something like that. And we want to win a trophy with it because if we win the trophy, we get a pair of Weimann overalls, the red overalls, the yellow T-shirt, the Weimann overalls.
Very
They're
hard
very
to
coveted.
And that's all you have to, and that's all you wear?
That's
nothing else under that?
Nothing.
No.
Just straight up?
No.
Just a jumpsuit.
If I win the Weimann overalls, if I win the Weimann overalls, that's all I'm
that's
wearing
it.
For the rest of
You'll
my life. I'll be like, you know, it'd be Tuesday afternoon. Okay, I walk in the brewery here wearing the Weimann overalls. I probably wouldn't even wash them.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
they stand up
too,
as you got out of them. They stand up by themselves.
That's right,
you have to get lifted out.
You can't earn that privilege, you know. So
but only next couple of years then for you.
I think so. thank you. And but yeah, I mean, like, you know, Matty and I have got a pretty long history, you know, brewing together and that sort of thing. We first started brewing together 2012.
Mm.
It was 2012, yeah.
I think so.
I still didn't have hair then. And we were brewing at Southern Bay Brewing in Geelong. And Matty, I always attribute Matty to teaching me how to brew lager because up until that point I did not know how to make lager and that sort of thing, and I learned a lot from the Southern Bay crew because that's all they made, and
I think a lot of lessons were won.
I think that's why
that
this
brewery.
Oh my god, yes.
Problem solving,
exactly. It was a very old brewery, very old equipment falling apart. It's just recently gone into liquidation finally. You know, because it was just a brew that was very running very poorly and that sort of thing. But we had a good time when we were there though. We got up to a lot of mischief.
Do you wear any blue overalls when you were down there?
No, jeans. I wore jeans. Yeah. My blue pants, they're only recent that I've switched over to that. Because of the pockets, basically. I need the pockets.
The old cargos.
Yeah. For my glasses, because I'm getting old. but yeah.
Plus, you didn't do a lot of brewing in those days.
No, a lot of office work and that sort of thing. And
very much a head brewer.
It was yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, but it was good fun. And we've sort of, you know, we've built a great friendship, relationship and that sort of thing, you know, over the years. And, you know, I'm originally from Queensland. And when Matty sort of decided that he was going to move up to Queensland, I was secretly like, so, you know, and Matty's done a great job here in Brisbane, you know, with Revel Brewing Co. because he's really sort of made his mark in the Southeast Queensland brewing community. The punters love his beers. I love his beers. And now that he's got the accolade of having just won the trophy for the Neo Mexicanas, it's just kicking goals in every way. I'm just going to put my hand out here for the lazy redback. And it was only a lazy redback, wasn't a pineapple.
Oh, okay.
So it's all you can afford. But yeah, so, you know, I really look forward to, like, you know, it's Revel's, you know, fourth birthday and four amazing birthday beers having come out. I'm really stoked to be a part of Revel's history. Even if it's just catching up and smashing beers or making a beer or something like that, well, you know. And
I mean, over the whole entire four years, I think you've been like a pretty kind of integral part of how we kind of entered the market as well. Like, you knew a lot of people, you helped us along the way in relation to guiding us to certain places, giving us some information. Helped us with this new place as well.
Yes.
So without your guidance, we may have missed out on this.
That
as well.
Was very
so,
serendipitous.
It's fantastic that you were a part of making a birthday beer for our fourth year. I think COVID kind of hindered last year in relation to the birthday beers and things like that. But mate, every single rendition, every year, and I hope that we can continue doing it.
I'll say
every
absolutely.
Single year, do a nice little. beer special, something new in the market.
Yep.
Because you're always got your finger on the pulse there. Yeah, all the beers that have come out, it's been fantastic, and it's been a fantastic journey, and you helping us along the way.
We're not done also. Yet. We're not done yet.
Well, it's not goodbye. To do, I think.
We're a bit young in our journey.
Yes, <that's> right.
The youngest three old fellas around.
Hey, I've still got hair.
Hey. Got hair on my face.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, look, like, you know, you guys have built an amazing team, two amazing breweries in a very short amount of time. You've had an amazing impact on the craft brewing community, you know, here in Brisbane and Southeast Queensland, and now nationally, you know, with your recent Indies accolade and that sort of thing. Keep doing what you're doing. Just be good beer people. And you can't really
try.
Go wrong, though.
That's what we try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, an absolute sensational cold IPA.
Mm.
If you don't get your hands on this bad boy, you will be extremely sad, because pretty much all of this stuff has been sold at the moment. So it's going out to wholesale, and there's very limited release of all the four birthday beers. A lot of venues out there will be holding, well, a bit of each. So get in there, take the journey with us for our 4 years. Get one of each beers or a four pack of each beer so you can share it around like us.
And drink this beer fresh.
I think if you can get one of each and drink them, if you have the time, drink them in a sequence.
Definitely.
Drink the cold IPA next to the Phoenix IPA.
Yes.
The other two, obviously not IPAs, but offer something different and unique as well.
Yeah.
We have the Pilsner and also the peach iced tea, a bit smoky. So
yep.
It's designed as a four pack for people to enjoy, like as a four pack, and try each beer, share them with a friend, sit around, talk about them, and revel.
And revel. A bit of revel. A bit of revelry.
Yeah,
maybe.
A bit of a revelry. That's
all right,
idea.
Guys, mate. Well, thanks, Hendo, for your input into this one and taking us on the journey of a new style. Matty, fantastic execution. And everyone, get out there, get your lips around this bad boy, and you will be absolutely pleasantly surprised. So cheers.
Cheers,
to the next
everyone.
Episode. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Revel.